My name is Lori Schneider, and I'm a teacher and a mountain climber and a motivational speaker. I spent the first 18 years of my life growing up in Janesville, Wisconsin. Life in Wisconsin was very powerful for me. It shaped me into a person who loved to get out into nature. My first love of mountains came when I moved out to Colorado when I was in my early 20s and started to hike a lot of the trails and do a lot of skiing and cross-country skiing. But really my first mountain climb happened many years later when I climbed with my father in Africa.
Remember our first trip?
That was on my 61st birthday.
I know it.
We climbed Kilimanjaro. And that's us at the summit.
Yeah.
So that was really the start of my mountaineering. My father was the one who really inspired me to get out and try things that I probably wouldn't have normally done. We rafted the Grand Canyon together. We went to South America and climbed Mount Aconcagua. So he's still very, very active at 87. He's been really my mentor, my health mentor, and adventure mentor my whole life. I'll never forget the day. It was January 4th, 1999, and I woke up in the morning. I realized that half of my body had gone numb overnight. I called the doctor, and they had me come in for tests. When I was told I had MS, I thought I was immediately going to be wheelchair bound. I was so afraid. I thought it was the end of life as I knew it. That's when my climbing really accelerated because I wanted to do it all and prove to myself that I still had some control over my body. Since being diagnosed with MS, I've climbed the seven summits, which refers to the highest peak on each of the seven continents. Kilimanjaro in Africa, Mount Aconcagua in South America, Mount Elbrus in Europe, Denali, or Mount McKinley as it was called, in North America, Mount Kosciuszko in Australia, the Vincent Massif in Antarctica, and Mount Everest in Asia. After finishing the seven summits, I thought what I wanted to do was help other people with this disease realize that MS isn't a death sentence. So I started organizing trips where a helicopter would drop people on a high mountain peak. They could hike for as long or as short as they wanted to, and then a helicopter would take them back. I think the misconception is that someone with MS can't do anything. And I hope that their employers, their friends, their families will look at them as strong people and not weak. I don't want people to think that because I can be physically active, that they're not trying hard enough because they aren't. I am very fortunate to still have my mobility intact and really over the last decade I've not had any symptoms. Everyone's case of MS is very different and there are many people that are horribly disabled from this disease. I often wonder what would have happened in my life had I not been diagnosed with MS. When I got diagnosed, I thought, I want to climb the seven summits. And even though it took me 16 years to complete that final chapter, it was something that I felt determined to do. So in many ways, it was such a catalyst for me to live a more adventurous life than I would have without it. And I think that has been my goal, to live a better life with MS than I could have conceived without it.